Imagine, if you can, in your mind's eye, that you are a lighthouse. Picture that lighthouse in the middle of an open water, shining its light out onto the sea. When a light is cast out into the darkness, it invites thirsty travelers to find its light, and that light illuminates all that it casts out on. You are the lighthouse. This light might be shiny and brilliant, or you may feel it dulled and dusty. No matter, the shining tools are here for you. They come in the form of friends willing to listen, coaches and therapists at the ready to support you in where the limiting beliefs play out into your life, books, and just so many other forms of inspiration. The light exists to guide you to your own light. Today's podcast is an invitation to see into your own luminescence, light, and source of love. Thanks for journeying into what's possible in this here now lifetime. Let's have some fun. See you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. So, welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman. This one's for you. I'm writing it all about the light that's needed in the world right now. First of all, let me say welcome. And I see you doing your work. No matter what that is, I know you are. I also see in our lives big experiences coming in. Sometimes they feel really intense. Sometimes they rock us to our core. I see my fellow sisters of all origin, whether they're my family of origin or sisters I am meeting out into the world, experiencing that which rocks our world. So knowing that we're in this together is incredibly comforting and reminds me of not only our humanness, our humanity, but also of unity consciousness. And we're here to do this together. So the more we witness and see one another, the more we're able to shine. I also know, because of my recent conversations, that we are having a sense, and you're having a sense, of what is too much for you in terms of input coming to you or at you. And you also know what feels more relaxing and allows you to settle. And we'll talk about that a little bit and practices for that. But I see this awakening happening. And I believe that we're doing it. And I believe that anyone who's here listening to these messages, you may think it's, oh, well, I know Maureen, I'm going to listen to what she has today. But I think it's because there's a deeper reason that there's something here for you. And I don't know what that is. I don't know what I'm going to say that might resonate. There might be things that don't resonate at all. But I don't think we end up in groups and settings by any accident. I think it's by synchronicity. I think it's because we have divine appointments with one another. And for me, that's like so, so exciting to know that we have these divine appointments with one another. We are arriving here with different stories, different bodies, different lives, yet there is something about the sameness of it. And I think it's around coming from this source of oneness with differing soul contracts to fulfill what we are here and challenged by, or to fulfill this unique experience that we're having. And it's all a shaping of our coming in, what happened to us when we were young, or for us, how we were kind of conditioned away from our true authentic selves, how as a collective, individually and collectively, we're finding our way back. I mean, look at all the interviews here on this podcast and just the conversations I have on the side. It just, and you are too, I know. It's just the most beautiful awakening that's happened. So we bring these experiences, like all the things in our lives, how we deal with things, what we're learning to be with ourselves, how to come with ourselves to with compassion, how we raise our children, how we relate to one another, and how we approach life, either through the lens of fear or that of love. And it can feel lonely, like a solo path with no end in sight. I know that too. Some days are longer than others, yet I know at the same time you are feeling shifts. I know you're getting downloads almost daily, and let's just call them downloads, coming from possibly a galactic or cosmos source for you. These downloads are coming almost daily about your truth, your knowing, your awakening, your internal revelations, and they sort of wow you. And then maybe you go back to old patterns, and that's there for you, for us too. But something in you is lit up. And so that's what I'm so curious about is like, what is lighting up within you? So time moves on, you garner more new experiences, and you prove new things to yourself. Something is happening. You can't always pinpoint what it is, but you know. I know many, many, many of us are moving towards love and the light we want to see, the love and the light we want to feel, hear, and be and experience in this life to truly live our heart-centered lives. I know it. I want to say that the news does not tell me this. Rarely will I see an uplifting headline heralding all the greatness in this world. Some that came to mind for me was she started a podcast. She chose to end a relationship and move on to her next best life. Look, she moved her body today. She considered herself. She changed her relationship with her creativity and her intelligence. That which she thought was not enough is now becoming enough. She felt the love in her body emitted through a hug with a loved one. Did you see the support of the circle of women just provided to her? Do you see how hard she works every day? Did you see her take the new job, try the new thing, ask for support for the first time, receive? Did you see her be willing? Do you see us trying to become who we became to be? I don't know if that landed at all, but these are not the headlines we see, yet they should be. We were not meant to witness all the atrocities we are seeing in the world and read about it incessantly. And I know many of us are making choices not to be in that field, to be in this field of bringing more light to this world. I truly believe love is growing on this planet, whether we see it or not, whether we choose to see it or not. And I invite you to turn away from the blinding messages that take up many, many, many airwaves on our planet and create the headlines in the airwaves not only you want to experience in your own life, but you want to see in the world. And what would those headlines read? I really am feeling that we're in need of inspiration right now. Vibrant and clear messages. You get to decide what that means for you, what we choose to watch, to ingest, to repeat, and to react to. In a recent episode, I talked about choice and the depth of the choice-making process and how important choice is to understand. And choice matters. It just does. I recently had an experience where I watched a documentary on a streaming service, and it was along the lines of sports, and it had violence in it. And I don't take in really any sources of violence at this point in my life. I really try not to and steer away from it. And again, I see that many, many, many of my guests talk about this, and many of us are finding the need to practice it to cultivate who we want to be in the here now. But what happened to me was unexpectedly, it turned out to be a lot of violence or a fair amount in the show. And that night in my subconscious, I dreamt that I was at the center of the story where these things were happening that replicated, they kind of mirrored what I had seen on the show. And it was really scary and frightening. And I woke up knowing that this direct correlation with what we take in really seeps in and invades into our psyche. So it's so clear to me that we must be just really diligent caretakers of our energy fields. So this is where getting around to the lighthouse. This is where you, as the lighthouse, you as the emanator of life, or the one who is moving towards the light, or both, if you're both the lighthouse and moving towards the light, I kind of think you are. We are. If you are here, again, I just said it, you are likely here receiving an invitation to step into higher perspectives, your higher consciousness, higher awareness, into your empowerment, into a new way of using your voice, allowing yourself to try new things. Again, to say something new or show up in a way that you're not used to. And I'm just going to say, not only does there exist a cheering section at Mystical Sisterhood, in my heart, I believe that we are surrounded by our spirit guides, our archangels, our angels, those who have crossed over. They are saying, bravo, go, 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 because we are doing the work that many wish they had prior to us. And so I just see these cheering sections and this whole like stadium or arena, you at the center, you at the center, and this cheering section saying, bravo, go, 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 go. And I'm laughing as I kind of say this, as I wrote it, and I'm saying it because it makes me smile and laugh to think that you're just here to listen to the applause. Doesn't Lady Gaga sing about that? Whether you're a sister, a friend, a colleague, I've never met you, any one of those groups, there's some resonance here for you. So pay attention to the resonances in your life. Pay attention to where the light comes from and where you're drawn. What's here for you, why you're drawn to it. You might say it's to support me, but I beg to differ. I think it's because you came to shine very brightly, to be the lighthouse and to seek the light. One thing that's becoming so clear to me is it's my job to bring light through this portal, love and light, voices of light and love. That is Mystical Sisterhood. You may say, wait, 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 wait. That's actually a job. And call me crazy, but I've been naming it as part of my job for a month or two as it becomes more clear that I am taking a stand for your voice of light, love, laughter, abundance, manifestation, worthiness, all the things, all the qualities you want to live by. And that's what's going on here. And I really was given an invitation a few years ago. I love, 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 love looking at the divine timing of our life. If you ever want to sit with me and look at the divine timing that has been your life, and we can really tease out patterns of what you're attracted to, what job you used to be in, what your volunteerism goes towards, how you find your joy, what books you like to read, you will find through lines. And I just love it so much. So this is also an example. I feel like every voice, every woman who comes through shows an example of an idea having been seeded and saying yes, saying the sacred yes. So, what are you saying the sacred yes to? I love to entertain these with you. Follow those breadcrumbs, take the plunge into the deep waves, into what seem like the dark and scary waters. But I kid you not, I believe that what we fear the most probably holds so much gold for us. I know this podcast has. And so thank you for even listening to it today, even if it's your first time. If it's your every time, I bow down. And I think I knew I was not alone in the endeavor because voices led me. Women who had done this before, women who had paved the way, ancestors, familial wisdom coming down through the lines, women all ages who held my hand, including you all. So if you are being led somewhere, lean in, lean in, lean in. Marianne Williamson shares in A Return to Love, and you may have heard this before, it's a very popular quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate, Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Let that soak in. I'm going to read it again. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is of our own greatness. How could this be? I think it's because we were conditioned away from our greatness. And when it is shown to us, and we see it even with women receiving compliments, no, 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 pushing away that which is light coming towards us. And we're beginning to understand, like, oh, I can receive, I can receive. I had an experience lately when I did my episode on choice. My dear sisters, I have four sisters and my niece of origin, we were on this text string. And one sister said, "Did you listen to Maureen's episode?" And everyone chimed in, and it's going to make me want to cry because it was so poignant. It was a great episode. That was so beautiful. That could be a TED talk. And I literally, they don't know this, so if they're listening today, I literally took my hand, my right hand, and I put it above my brow as if the light was too much, as if that light being reflected back was, I don't know, it just, it's hard for me to put it into words. It's like, it was too much. And then I took my hand down and allowed myself to receive it because it was being given so generously. And we have to like be able to receive that love and that light coming towards us. I really believe it then fortifies us from within and illuminates within and allows us then to go shine more and more. So I just want to say to my dear sisters, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for that blinding reflection. It was beautiful. I'm seeing now, just for the podcast note, this podcast began as an endeavor to converge joy and healing into the world and highlight people that were really showing up in their authentic expression. I had no idea who was going to come. I didn't know, but it's been women who are willing to put their voice out there to look at the shadowy places that they are actually very interested in healing and integrating and looking at the conditioning and really allowing that inner light to shine. It's been so beautiful. And I feel like it's just checked the box over and over, like, whoa, like each person who comes, I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm blown away. So consider in what ways, as you, the listener, have been inspired or turned on, or the way you see yourself in their stories, or if it makes you inspired to tell your own story, if it awakens or stirs something, listen to that inner voice. Many, many, many people, including myself, have had the experience where the whisper came, the whisper came, the whisper came, ignore, suppress, put to the side, not now, doing something else, taking care of my family. And then you get hit over the head. I've heard it called a cosmic 2x4 with something big in your life. And so listen, pay attention. I'm going to go back. I see the work you're doing. I hear the stories you're telling me. So as I wrap up today, I want to leave a few. I have, let me see, four things that I wrote about some truths that are coming through the podcast and just doing this work. Okay. Number one, you are way more powerful than you have ever believed yourself to be. This isn't about some narcissistic power. It's about becoming and feeling empowered. You tap into and know that you are here for something greater. Maybe you feel like you've reached that. Hey, all the power to you. I love it if that's so. But I think there's more. I really do. I think there's more to be said. I think there's more throat chakras, heart chakras, sacral chakras, solar plexus, root chakra, like all the chakras to clear, to open up. And it's not about, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be on a world stage. It doesn't have to be Oprah level or making X amount of money or a figure on a great stage. It's about finding your voice, exercising that voice, sharing your opinions, sharing your light. You came for something great to share with the world. Number two, what you feel does not fit anymore. Probably doesn't. We weren't meant to stagnate and be the same person we were at 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and on. Our younger selves, for all of us, were our conditioned selves. I don't think anyone has escaped from that. But we're breaking free of these molds. We're doing the work. Your old mold literally cannot hold you anymore. You are breaking out of it. Three, a really important one that came to me in the past week. What you see as amazing qualities in another, you actually possess in yourself. I've been to two wildly different concerts lately. One on a smaller stage with a well-known woman going through a cancer journey and finding her voice more resonant and more resonant as the days go by alongside her husband. And the other was a huge, huge concert with lights, camera, action, and a vision or version of a very, very mighty individual on the stage. I feel like willing to exemplify taking back all that was hers and more. And I sat in awe, right or wrong, of these women at the time of seeing them. Okay, my consciousness has changed since then. And because what I've realized is anything that I projected onto them that they had that I didn't, I actually have in myself. And so that's, I think it's a really important point. I feel like in a way that could be a whole podcast if I could ever build out something like that. But this idea that what you see in someone else projecting positive qualities onto them can almost be like how we project negative qualities onto somebody. But the, when we do positive projections, oh, they're this, this, and this, sometimes we're saying, and I'm not, and realizing that you have those parts in you. So for now, in 2025, the call is, okay, see the qualities that you're seeing, bring them back to yourself, bring the empowered. You could exist without anyone being your idol, being your person, being the one you looked up to. You have it all within. It's all within you. And four, you hold undeniable and inalienable birthrights, such as worthiness, abundance, creative power, intelligence beyond measure, love beyond measure. So I just want to say that because it is your truth. It is at your core. It is at your light-filled center when you move through the density of what you've picked up in this lifetime and possibly past lifetimes. But these things are true to you. They just are. And how do we do any of this? Just a few tips that I do. How can we shine our lights and feel it come through us? We practice. Number one, we practice. How do we practice? We become mindful of what we choose and how we enter into our days. Like literally, how do we enter when our eyes open? Do we choose to meditate? Do we choose to rest? Practice heart-centered practices or breath work? Do we choose to show love, embody love, receive love, say I love you, starting with ourselves? Two, I work on developing a true practice of compassion for myself. When we arrived here, as babies, we knew we were both powerful and eternal creators with something to say and share. Look at a child and how they naturally play show and tell. Remember that game? Oh, it was so fun when we got to play show and tell, but we had to have a turn, right? Like this is just coming to me now. But you brought something in your life that you wanted to show and tell about. So, so precious. Remember, even then, I remember being nervous about what I brought to show and tell. I don't even remember what I brought. And continue this game, though, of show and tell something of yourself to another or to yourself in your journal. What do you want to acknowledge yourself for? I know sometimes we can feel really lonely in this. I believe that we're having a call for community, and it's what I'm moving into this year. I created a community called Mystical Sisterhood Rising, where we have rich and juicy conversations that move the dial on our own consciousness. I'm just going to say that. But there's many communities. I also created the Mystical Sisterhood Resource Guide. If you haven't seen it, please go to my website, maureenspielman.com. It's a pop-up, so it'll come. And it's got over 35 practitioners and the beauty of their work. And it is podcast guests who have been here sitting with me. So it's just gorgeous and brilliant. And I am so, so proud of it. It's a beacon of light. It's a lighthouse. It's calling those who have the divine appointment to this space. So that's it. I guess I had three takeaways there. I'm sending love and light to any part of you that needs it today, to my community, to the listeners here, to anyone who is seeking that love and light. May it infiltrate every single cell of your body, your mind, your spirit. Reach out to me with any kind of questions or comments or queries. And I'm at hello@maureenspielman.com or visit my website for more goodness, more guests, and resources tailor-made for what is needed at this precious juncture in time. I've been there. That's why I'm doing this work. I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Share with a friend. And I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.